You work beside some people for 8 hours or more per day. Now, for some people, that's more time than they spend with their family or even their significant other, especially if you're just dating someone. So with over 2,000 working hours in a year, and if you measure the average date at about, 4 hours in the evening, you got yourself 500 dates worth of time you're spending with them. Now, of course, you're going to fall for a coworker eventually, or at least maybe form a tiny bit of a crush on them. But is it okay? Is it acceptable to even date somebody that you met at work? Look, you might not know the dirty scandalous truth about me, but I'm going to tell you a little story that will set your mind at ease. Let's rewind time a little bit. A few years back, in 2007 to be exact, I was a martial arts instructor for a very popular school in the Foster City, California area. Now, one day I came in one afternoon to hear a conversation, or rather overhear a conversation between the chief instructor and one of the parents that I'd seen at our school. It was a mom, and she was starting classes herself, and she wanted to choose me as her teacher. Of course, I was flattered. And within several classes or weeks, we were dating. Yowza, I know. Now, she wasn't a coworker, but she was pretty darn close to that level of professional boundary that I had to give it some serious thought. Should I? Shouldn't I? And eventually, the heart won over the head. And the rest is history. Jen won my heart, and now we're married. We've got two fantastic kids. You ever notice how no one ever says, yeah, we're married with two really annoying kids? It's just a funny little thought there. Anyway, I look back on that little experience, and I think, you know, that was worth it. But there were plenty of times I dated coworkers where the relationship didn't work out. Now, I'll talk more about how those were handled in a bit, but the point is that all of your relationships, except the guy that you marry or stay with forever, will not work out. Think about that for a second. Every single relationship you've had up till now has failed, except for the one you're currently in. Now, that doesn't make those relationships failures just because they ended. They were all opportunities to grow and mature into the relationship that does work. Hey, that's the way the love game is played. It's an experiential sport. When you're thrown into a close working relationship with someone, it's a little bit like having a really intense personal kind of date with somebody, especially if they bring their emotions to the job. In an office relationship, you can relate to the struggles someone faces all day long, right? That's not so easy to do with a spouse or a partner who works in a completely different company or field, or doesn't even work with you at all. So with that, let's review a few of the things to know before you step into the messy situation of dating a coworker. Heads up, coworker dating tip number one, never date your supervisor or subordinate. This is just bad, bad, bad to the 10th, nth degree. If it's a romance you want to pursue, you need to arrange to either leave that organization or get transferred to a different department. Now, the reasons are pretty self-evident. There's a power in this kind of arrangement, and there's a power dynamic that makes it very dangerous for both people involved. It's a kind of power structure that can warp the emotional foundation of a healthy relationship and possibly put your career and job in jeopardy. People will see the bias there, even if there is no favoritism going on. Watch out, coworker dating tip number two, know your company's policy. Some companies strictly forbid relationships between coworkers. Some only have a policy against dating someone in the organization that is a direct supervisor or subordinate. Some companies don't hire married couples. Some companies just don't care at all, as long as it doesn't interfere with getting the job done. They just trust you to be an adult and to not let your emotional situation interfere with the work. You might also have to consider leaving if it gets to the point of walking the aisle with this guy. In a recent survey performed by Workplace Options, 57% of people said that they'd opt to protect their career, but 43% said they would lean towards leaving their jobs if the romance got serious. What would you do? You know, you really got to think this through before you dip your pen in the company ink. I just love that saying, don't you? And even more importantly, red alert, coworker dating tip number three, what if it doesn't work out? What will you do if you break up? You got to think about it. Don't go into denial here. There are two critical questions you must know before you jump in with both feet. One, how will you handle it? Two, how will he handle it? You have to know this going in because the odds are that it won't work out. I'm sorry to tell you this, but that's the current odds on your situation. It's the same for any situation, really. It's not pessimism, it's a reality. If you've been around for any period of time, you'll see that most relationships don't succeed. They don't necessarily fail either, all right? This is not a cause to fall into despair, but a reason to wake up and take a conscious role in your relationship efforts. It's tempting to fall into this destiny and soulmate mindset where every relationship is a spiritual what if. But the fact is that we have a huge intentional role in our love decisions. So think it through and be pragmatic about this, because it's not like other romances that can be left to the winds of fate. If he's a jerk, he could trash your reputation. If you are a jerk, he could face social and professional problems. You want to be sure he's really who you think he is before you flip the coin and take the risk. If the two of you are awkward or edgy around each other while working on a common project, your work performance might suffer, and that could hurt your prospects for promotions or raises in the future. You might even want to talk to somebody that you know who has had an office romance and ask them, what did they find most challenging about it? And if they do it again. As you can see, there's a lot of considerations to go through before you make this decision. Now, before I come across as like a real downer on relationships in the workplace, I have to tell you that I've had more than my fair share. I've dated no less than 6 women in the various companies that I've worked in over the years. Yeah, that's a lot, and it's afforded me a lot of perspective. And yeah, if something were to happen to my current relationship, I'd probably do it again, mostly because I know that I can compensate for many of the issues that do arise. But I'd also have to tell you that I'd seriously think twice given the chance that sexual harassment can come up as an issue if that person were to flip out on me, right? Or the things just didn't go the way they liked and they got really emotional about it. And no one knows for sure if they're going to flip out or not. You can't predict them. So let me leave you with a couple of rules to follow. So if you do decide to date a coworker, you'll know how to best keep your boundaries, all right? Date your coworker. Rule number 1, when you're at work, work is first. Oh yeah, flirting is fun. It's downright electric when you're on the job because you're toying with a secret crush and the energy is thrilling. I think that's part of the reason that so many people jump into workplace romances is the taboo of them. It's almost, but not quite, forbidden. You want to avoid any weirdness, so keep the eye-batting and kissy-kissy faces to a minimum, okay? Let's make sure this isn't like high school here. Be professional. Keep the playing to a minimum and make sure your first focus is the job at hand. Date your coworker rule number 2, keep it private at first. Don't broadcast your romantic entanglement until later, even if it is okay with management that you have a fling. But you should tell the people who should know up the food chain as soon as it looks serious. This will offset a lot of the possible damage that could happen if it came out later. And you'll also benefit from their advice about how to best handle it and who to watch out for if there's somebody that could cause you problems. It's always better to go this direction than the other way, where you put yourself in the critical eye. And the gossip will be your worst enemy. Your coworkers won't all be happy about your good fortune. People are jealous, so keep it hush-hush. Date your coworker, rule number 3, keep the communications open. This is just a good strategy for all relationships in general, but make it more of a focus with a workplace romance. You should always be talking about what's going on with whom as it relates to you and him. Now, if there's any weirdness, get it out on the open fast. There's already a level of covert secrecy in your relationship, so you have to compensate in the other direction to make sure you don't get caught up in misunderstandings. Well, if I haven't talked to you out of it yet, you might gather that there's a lot more to think about when it comes to dating a guy you work with, right? You should consider all the emotional ramifications, of course, but there's also the professional consequences to think about. Now, I know some people who use workplace connections the way some people use blind dates, online dating, or singles events to meet people. It's their comfortable method, and you know what? I was probably one of them. And those other people, I wish them well. There's a huge potential to meet someone of the same mindset and socioeconomic status as you, which is one of the most important elements of compatibility that matters between two people, by the way. But there is another deeper level of connection that a lot of couples fail to make, coworkers or not. You see, each guy has a specific style of connecting with his partner, and it's important that you know about this. Most men don't know about their own connection style. So doing a little homework on this will give your relationship a huge edge in the longevity department. Seriously, knowing your man's way of connecting with you is a gold mine when it comes to making things work flawlessly between you two. Well, most of the time anyways. So what I did was I put together a really cool video. Oh yeah, you know it. Carlos is the man when it comes to the videos. So go on over to datingadviceguru.com/connection code. That's datingadviceguru.com/connection code. That's all one word, connection code. Or just go over to the site, datingadviceguru.com, and click it in the upper right-hand corner there. You see, it turns out there's a total of 5 different connection styles, and you can learn what they are. So go on over. I'll talk to you again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo telling you about how to make it work in the workplace, because God knows that's tough. There's no mystery or hype behind this important truth in relationships. And you know what? You are always better off armed with the knowledge. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/connection code. And I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo. Live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions. Thank you.